It's raining. It's not snowing. It's raining. So I am grateful for the rain. Even though it's dreary, I am grateful for the rain because there are so many places that don't have rain. I am grateful for the rain because the garden is waking up and all the things are moving. And I know that the rain blesses those things. But it's very, very damp inside my home because of the rain right now. And I don't really want to put on the frizz. I would rather use the ambient heat coming from my oven baking something tasty. And that way it's a double treat. I can get the dampness away and I can have something tasty. So I think that is what we're going to do in this episode. I think we're going to make something fun. So open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on making warm cookies, because today we're going to make vanilla wafers from a 1939 recipe. It's going to be great. Let's get started and let's get warm. Now, the thing about vanilla wafers, it goes way back. Everybody loved vanilla wafers, especially during the 30s. I mean, you've got that simple cookie. Most people can make it. It wasn't hard. And eggs were not necessarily impossible to get. So it was a quick treat that most people could have. The thing about vanilla wafers, though, for my childhood, is that vanilla wafers came with banana pudding, but also with a certain kind of snack my daddy used to make me. Now, I don't know if you know, but I had two sets of parents. I had the parents who raised me, which were my mom and my daddy, and then I had biological parents, which were my mother and my father. But I was raised by my mom and my daddy. And my daddy was Granville Nesbitt, and he had the best snacks. And he had a wonderful snack with the vanilla wafers. Everybody looks at the cookie and they're like, oh, banana pudding or other desserts. But our favorite snack was to take a slice of American cheese. And at that time it was Kraft. Strongly recommend Kraft. And we would take that slice and fold it over into half and fold it again so that you had a square of, you know, with four layers to it of cheese. This square of cheese stack we would put in between two vanilla wafers, and that would be our snack. It would be so good. But my favorite part when I was young was to nibble off the edges to make it look like a wheel and then eat it. It's one of those really cool things that I remember from my childhood, and I strongly recommend you try it. I recommend that if you haven't tried it before, it could become a go-to for you. Wasn't just about snacks when he was doing this, because as parents, and some of you are parents, some of you are caregivers, and some of you are not, and that's fine too. But as parents, sometimes we do things to make fun moments for our children, especially around food, that actually have another motive. I had problems with my bones, and I also had a problem with vitamin D intake. So one of the ways they got vitamin D into me and calcium and milk, because I didn't like milk, was to give me cheese. And one way to give me cheese would have been to make this cute little snack. It's one of those things that, you know, for you, it's a fun memory. And for the parent, while yes, it's a fun memory and it's a fun snack, but in actuality, it's also another way to convey the needed nutrient to the body of a growing child. It's kind of like how I would take pureed vegetables and add them to my lasagna to get more vegetables into my daughter. Or I would add pureed carrots, like, you know, baby food carrots and peas to our mashed potatoes to get more nutrients into my child for the, I want to say, 2 months period that she wasn't crazy about vegetables. This child loves vegetables now, so there's that. But of course, I am from Detroit, and because I'm from Detroit, I love banana pudding. That doesn't mean everyone from Detroit loves banana pudding. That is not what I said, but being from Detroit, I love banana pudding, and it's one of those things. You can get it at the bakery, you can get it at the grocery store, you can get it at the Coney Island, you can get it at the soul food restaurant, and in some places you can get it at the party store, which for us is like the liquor store / convenience store. So banana pudding is it, but there's a few camps of banana pudding, and I can feel the eyes of the people who are in the kitchen, who are the old school cooks, and they're waiting for me to say the wrong thing. Banana pudding is cooked. You cook banana pudding. That is how you properly make banana pudding. But that's not how I make banana pudding. You see, my mom who raised me, my mama didn't make banana pudding from scratch. She bought banana pudding. Why could she not cook? My mama could cook everything. I mean everything. It wasn't that she couldn't cook. She used to have to get up in the morning and be at work by 4 in the morning at her job at the factory, at the fish plant. That's why when she got home, she was absolutely exhausted. She didn't have time to cook a lot of desserts like that. My dad would have to leave in the afternoon. He worked midnights, and he was exhausted by the time he came in the morning. So there wasn't a lot of baking going on except for the third person in the home, which was me. And of course, there was the cat, Blue Eyes, who I named after Frank Sinatra, which is weird because she was a calico cat with green eyes and was a girl. But I digress. So, and of course, there were the dogs outside. But I was the baker. I made all kinds of lovely treats. But when it came to banana pudding, there was no one to teach me how to make a properly cooked banana pudding. So I learned how to make a quick alternative to a proper banana pudding. And I can see all the cooks beginning to hold their spoons just a little bit more tightly. Well, hold on to your apron strings, because I'm going to tell you how to make a quickie cheating banana pudding. And for this to work, you need some vanilla wafers. If you're going to bake them like we are today, then you've got your vanilla wafers. If not, go buy a box. They're usually under $2, depending on where you go. So get yourself a box of vanilla wafers or a bag. Yes, some people sell them by the bag. And you're going to need that. The next thing you'll need is instant pudding. I can see it. Calm down. It's okay. No one's going to hurt you here just because we're going to use instant pudding instead of cooked pudding. It's fine. You can use instant vanilla pudding or instant banana pudding. I don't use the instant banana pudding because I like the instant vanilla pudding, but you can use instant banana pudding. It's okay. Or if you use what I used to use when my child was very young, when Brenna was 4 years old, you can use canned pudding that's already made, because there is a canned pudding that's vanilla pudding. It's rich, it's lovely, and I didn't have to do any work at all. So you start with your box of vanilla wafers, your can of pudding or your box of instant pudding, and you make your instant pudding according to the directions. And then you're going to have a couple of bananas and you layer it just like you would a normal cooked pudding. A layer of cookies on the bottom, a little bit of pudding, banana slices, and continue until you're done. And then the top layer has vanilla wafers. And yes, it's not the proper way, but it's our way, to the point that now my daughter only likes that kind of way. And when she gets cooked banana pudding from people, she kind of gives it the bombastic side eye. This recipe is going to be pretty easy. You're going to need 2 eggs, but you need to separate them because the yolks are going to be beaten up by themselves and the whites are going to be beaten up by themselves. So make sure you separate the 2 eggs from each other, like one bowl of 2 yolks, one bowl of 2 whites. All right. You're also going to need 1/2 cup of shortening. I recommend vegetable shortening, 1 teaspoon of cream or tartar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda and salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla flavoring, and 1 1/2 cups of flour. And that's going to vary because, you know, like with humidity, it depends on how much, you know, moisture is in the air, how much flour you're going to need to make the dough. You're going to cream together the sugar and the shortening, and then you're going to add those yolks, those egg yolks. Now you want to beat them up first, okay? Then, and only then, you're going to sift the flour, okay? So it's nice and fluffy. Then you're going to take 1/2 cup of it and mix it with your cream of tartar, the salt, and the baking soda. Mix that into the egg mixture, okay? Get it all mixed up. Then whip up your egg whites nice and stiff, okay? Then you're going to add that in. Just mix everything together and then put in some flour. Now, this is where the whole thing about the soft dough comes in. You're going to have to add it little by little until you get a soft dough. Once you get the soft dough, then you're going to put it on a lightly floured board and roll it out. You need it to be about 1/8 of an inch thick. So take your time. You don't want to mush through it. Then you're going to cut it with a floured cutter and voila, you're going to bake it in a 400 degree oven for about 10 minutes. So I'll be right back and I'll let you know how it turns out. Okay, so maybe my oven's a little hotter than I thought. I have a tendency to burn the first batch. That's fine. I have a dog. He likes it. It's fine. But I will say this. This episode is very crispy. It's very good. I do recommend it for banana pudding. I can't tell you what it's going to come out like. I can't tell you how yours will come out. I do recommend doing this recipe, though. I strongly recommend it. And while it might be a little challenging at first, if you've never made it, I think it's worthwhile. And I love sharing recipes with my friends, and we're friends, right? And I would love to hear how yours came out. Now, the only thing left is either to decide whether I'm going to make a banana pudding or if I'm going to put a slice of cheese in between the wafers. What do you decide? Let me know here on my Magical Cottagecore Life.